Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 12, 1804. Day 86 of the expedition. Camped 20 1/4 miles up the river on a sand island. The party spent the day rowing and poling up the river again and made good mileage. The river's more placid through this stretch, not so filled with sawyers or other snags, and the sandbars are not the major obstacles they were a few weeks ago. The river has many loops that they must navigate, making the water route much farther than the distance a crow would fly. Captain Clark writes,
"Set out early under a gentle breeze from the south. The river wider than usual and shallow. At 12 o'clock we halted to take a meridian altitude of the sun and send a man back, or, I may say, across to the bend of the river where Captain Lewis took the meridian altitude yesterday, and to step off the distance. He made 974 yards across, but the distance around the bend is 18 3/4 miles. About 4 miles above the bend on the larboard side is a bluff, which is 4 miles extending along the river. The bluff is of yellow and brown clay, and in some parts in it, near the river, a soft sandstone is embedded. A prairie wolf came near the bank and barked at us this evening. We made an attempt, but could not get him. This animal barks like a feisty dog. Beaver is very plenty on this part of the river. Mosquitoes very troublesome until the wind rose at 1 or 2 o'clock. Captain William Clark, August 12, 1804.
The prairie wolf was a coyote. Though common on the plains of the West and Midwest, this animal was little known to science 200 years ago. Lewis did not get a specimen of this animal until September 18, 1804. The captains also spent time today preparing dispatches to send back by the pirogue, which was to depart as soon as those dispatches were ready. This indicates that Worthington's squad was to depart in the near future. This did not happen until April 17, 1805, after the winter at the Mandan villages. Tomorrow, dispatched men to go to the Omaha village.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.